Hello, and thank you so much for making the day again with us on the Extinction Radio Permaculture segment. On the show today, we are discussing about sustainability in a permaculture design system. Sustainability means living in such a way that there are enough resources to live well in an alive, diverse, thriving environment indefinitely. Sustainability is possible. Individual people, families, and communities accomplish this frequently all around the world. Yet, most people find this challenging. Many of us are living on six times or more the resources that would be available to each person in the world if the resources were divided equally. We often think of sustainability in terms of using non-renewable resources carefully. More important, however, is using renewable resources well. If all the earth's agriculture became organic tomorrow, it would be wonderful and challenging. A more healthy, resource-conserving, food-raising, and planetary ecosystem would be possible. However, the cost of purchasing the cured compost needed to grow food organically would be high because the demand would exceed current supply. For that reason, we need to properly preserve, manage, and develop our renewable resources. Soil, for example, needs a given level of humus or cured compost in order to thrive. We each need to make sure we grow enough organic matter for our own needs. For a gardener or mini farm to be sustainable, it must be able to produce sufficient crops to provide the gardener or farmer with what he or she needs over an indefinite period of time. This is possible only if the mini farm's soil is kept fertile in a way that relies neither on non-renewable resources such as petroleum nor on the nutrients or health of another soil. Most chemical fertilizers and pesticides are created in part from petroleum, which also fuels tractors, processing machinery, and transport vehicles. While organic fertilizers may seem to be a good alternative, their production relies on another farm's soil being able to produce the raw materials, such as alfalfa, cottonseed, and feed for animals that provides bone and blood meals. With these materials constantly taken away from the soil that produces them, this soil loses nutrients and eventually becomes depleted and infertile. When our focus is on harvesting as much as we can from the soil, we forget to give the soil what it needs to remain fertile. We must grow soil in a way that is sustainable. Only then can it continue to provide us with abundant food. If we farm in a way that does not sustain soil fertility, the soil that is currently used to grow crops will soon be able to grow only fodder for sheep, later only scraggly weeds for goats, and then nothing at all. Thank you so much again for being with us throughout the segment. I am Solomon Amuzu.